TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm still in love with you.
It's 95.9 Texas Country. Also heard right here in Austin at 98.5. Like 1921 when that song was first recorded. Bob Wills got a hold of it. And then George in the 80s. We're going right or wrong here on a Monday morning. I'm Eric. He's Bob.
And juxtapose. Start to say pleased and proud. So, pleased or something like that. To have Matt Makowiak on the line with us right now. Matt is a head of an organization, a PAC, if you will, Political Action Committee, called Save Austin Now, that he has taken on, along with a lot of other people, to let folks know that the fait accompli of Austin saying yet another record-high tax increase is not necessary. Can it be defeated? And thanks to his effort and a whole lot of stuff that's happened in the last few weeks, and early voting starting today, not just for that, but for propositions around the state, no matter where you live. But to vote on Q, you got to be in the Austin city limits. We want to talk about that and more in early voting with our friend Matt Makowiak. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Yeah, so on your website, which I recommend looking at, it can do all kinds of things. Like, let's say you're a homeowner now.
You're a homeowner now.
What's the approximate value of your home? It'll immediately tell you what your taxes are going to be. But
if it passes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If it passes. Now, tell me about this one I'm looking at. That's this particular page. It says Austin taxes per capita are already some of the highest in the nation. I guess this is on an average home right now, $5,965.
Median home.
With Proposition Q, if it were to pass between now and the end of November 2nd, it'll go on the average home from $5,965 to $7,626. Okay, how does that compare? Dallas, we're $7,626 if it passes. Dallas, $3,992. They're not having an election, by the way. None of these other cities are. Cedar Park, $2,429. Fort Worth, $2,100. Denver, $3,505. We're more than twice even these high-taxing big cities, and they want more. You're obviously against it. Can it be stopped? That's the question.
I do believe that, Bob. I do. And I think 2 months ago I was definitely less confident than I am today. And there have been, you know, pretty significant efforts undertaken. Yes, by Save Austin Now, we've done an enormous amount of voter communication over the last 6 weeks. But there are other groups doing that, too. I know there's a group of, I think, business and centrist folks doing a press conference at 10 a.m. today, I think at 1 in a million. I'm really glad they're doing that. I think the Austin Chamber is part of that. We absolutely can win, Bob, but we have to have people go vote. Right? It's not enough for us to be right. We have to go win the election, and I believe we will. I believe taxpayers are going to rise up. I really do believe that.
How about the Austin American statesman that's never seen a tax increase they didn't fully support, coming with an editorial from their editorial board Friday? It was literally an apology. I mean, the headline said, "We'd like to endorse the tax hike, but we can't do it with a clear conscience." You can't. They could not even tell us why it makes sense. Now, what the other side says, and their campaign, by the way, is called "I Love Austin So Much, We Take Care of Each Other," something like that. Isn't that kind of what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Love Austin, and their tagline is "I love Austin so much." You know, I guess the point being, they love it so much that we should be willing to pay more. That per capita comparison that we have on our website is instructive. This is not a question of whether Austin city government has the resources it needs to efficiently provide the services that our citizens require. Our per capita spending compared to Houston, Dallas, San Antonio is more than 30% more than each of those cities. In some cases, it's 40%. They just see taxpayers as a piggy bank with no end in sight. And somehow, Bob, they think the way to improve affordability is to raise taxes. I don't know anyone that has a working brain that agrees with that.
When your number one issue is affordability, and you're gonna take the average tax on folks to some level that is stratospheric compared to the rest of the country. And your only real case is, well, it's all about Donald Trump and Greg Abbott. You know, they've cut all the funding and we all have to make it up because we care about each other. Doesn't wash.
It doesn't wash. In fact, Daryl Slusher, former council member who runs a fascinating news site called the Austin Independent, actually investigated the question of whether Trump and Abbott have anything to do with the fiscal situation at play here, and they don't. They don't at all. Yes, that's what he found. You can go read that story on the Austin Independent website, which I encourage your listeners to go do. The money that Prop Q would produce, $110 million from taxpayers for every year from now until Jesus comes back, does not replace any of the money that the state or the feds have cut. It's entirely separate. So it's a solution in search of a problem. And I think finally, I do think taxpayers are going to rise up. Bob, I looked at some polling that was conducted last week.
Okay.
51% of Democrats in our city oppose Prop Q. When we won on Prop B on the homeless camping ordinance, we believe we earned 40%.
Oh, really? I was thinking it might have been a majority. Wow.
Nope. We believe we won 40% in that election, and we had massive turnout from independents and Republicans. And so, you know, they've got a really tough job ahead of them. They have to convince people to go get up out of their house, off their couch, out of their office, out of bed, and go vote for a tax increase at a time when almost no one in our city has confidence that City Hall spends money efficiently, effectively, transparently, with any accountability, any interest in outcomes. It's very hard to believe that if you watch City Hall at all. The examples of national and international embarrassment in terms of the way our city conducts itself happen on an almost weekly basis. It's time to say enough's enough. It's time for taxpayers to rise up. It's time for the city to be forced to cut its budget by 0.5% so they don't have a budget deficit. Raising $110 million, Bob, when you have a $33 million budget deficit is not serious. It's not honest. It's not ethical. It's indefensible. It's morally ridiculous. And it's time for us to stand up. And I really, really do believe, Bob, we're going to do that. I'm telling you, they have no grassroots support on their side. Their first fundraising report had 17 donors on it. All 17 received money from the city.
All are donors that they've gone to that say, look, we've always been here for you and your affordability projects. We need you now. You're going to give us money. You're going to come out and you're going to get. And I say all of them. One of them is AFSCME, which is the union of all city workers, almost all city workers. And they, of course, benefit with raise and more benefits from this.
So if
you vote for this, you'll get this. And the rest.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We just sit here and fund it. We don't get anything except the ability to move out of our home because we can't afford it.
Exactly. And you know, it's interesting. I'm glad you brought up the city employees. And we appreciate, you know, city employees who work on behalf of our city. We do. But this is why we have to go vote. It's not enough for us to just be mad and agree and not in agreement. They have a base of voters. I don't know how big the base is. Let's call it 20 or 30,000 people. Who are, you know, work for these organizations that are benefiting from city spending,
and they do vote every time.
They're going to go vote. That's right. So we've got to swamp that vote with average taxpayers who've had enough, right? And we're going to do that. Keep in mind, Bob, and you made this point last time I was on. It's not simply an issue that affects homeowners. It does affect homeowners probably the most. But it's not just that. If you're a renter, this affects you because your rent is going up if this passes, period, full stop. I can't predict the amount. I would guess on a standard one-bedroom, it might go up $100 if this passes. That's an estimate. But every renter is seeing their rent go up if this happens. Doesn't matter what neighborhood you live in. Doesn't matter how nice the building is. Your rent is going up.
But some are promoting a 30% increase.
On every business. Every single business.
Let alone the businesses.
Every single thing that people do with a business, those costs go up too.
But even if it's 15%, which is about the 20 of homeowners, and it's not the 30% if you're a renter. I mean, when these companies that have all the apartments and all are saying, you know, we're going to have to go up like 30% because, you know, it has to be escrowed. It has to be in advance. Finally, maybe the message can go to the vast amount of people that rent inside the city of Austin. Yes, you do care. It's not just homeowners. It's even worse, as you said, on businesses like those property owners. Worse.
Yep. I was with a person that works in the healthcare industry who has a small medical practice last night, and she rightly pointed out that businesses are not just taxed on the value of their property. They're also taxed on the value of their equipment. The equipment gets mixed into that as well.
Personal property tax.
That's right. And so it's not, again, if you own a business, PropQ passes, your property tax is going up. If you rent in this city, your rent is going up if PropQ passes. If you own a home in this city, your property taxes are going up. But if you just do things in Austin, if you go to a business and conduct business, could be a restaurant, could be a dry cleaner, could be a doctor's appointment, could be anything, those costs are going up because their property taxes are going up if PropQ passes, and they have to pass those on to the customers. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Well said. I strongly encourage folks that say, well, that's the city of Austin. Good luck to them. Let them keep trashing themselves. But ask yourself where you live, whether it's Lexington or Kyle in Hayes County, how much of the business you work for is predicated on how well Austin business does and how much do you do with them? Because this is all one big area. Kind of dictated by some of the silliness, and good stuff too, but the silliness like this that stands to jeopardize every bit of it. For us to even have a real strong position is kind of rare. But with no apology, I say this is just nuts. And they have the bully pulpit. And like we talked about at the outset, Matt, at the beginning of this thing a couple of months ago, in my view, in many views, it's fait accompli, you know? Yeah, it's crazy, but Austin will definitely all go out and vote for a big record tax increase again. But you know what? There is a lot of evidence, like you were pointing out, even the dang Statesman story, editorial, where they apologize that, you know, we'd like to say do this, but I'd like you to respond to this in the interest of efficiency. I'm just going to read what they also say. Mm-hmm. Rejecting Prop Q. So if voters would defeat this, the Statesman says that should force the city council to finally make the difficult budget decisions and close a $33 million shortfall. That's all it is. Sparking a clarifying process of separating wants from needs, as every family has to do with their own limited budgets. The aspirations behind Prop Q reflect shared Austin values, but values alone don't justify an ever-rising tax burden. And they're basically saying, and they do say, good intentions are no longer good enough. We right. need a detailed reporting of outcomes of all these social reformation projects that they're trying to fund. They only yep. need $33 million. How much are they definitely going to collect?
$110 million is what this will produce. This is the first year. And as property values come back, you're going to see that number increase. And keep in mind, this is a tax increase forever. It's not 1 year. In fact, the spending that's obligated on the ballot, in the ballot language, it's only obligated for 1 year. Hmm. Next year, they could put the money towards anything they want on earth. Anything. But you're right, Statesman. I mean, look, it's a good editorial, honestly. It really
it is. Yeah.
We all have compassion for the homeless. We all want to see money go to EMS workers. We'd like to see our city employees taken care of. We all want those things. Those things can fit in the budget. The budget is already bloated. It's already larger than Dallas and Houston and San Antonio on a per capita basis. It's time for us to stop wasting money on things that are not productive and start spending money efficiently, effectively, transparently, with accountability, to deliver the services that city residents need.
Today is October 20th. Early voting started this morning. No matter where you live in Texas, you can early vote within your county of residence. Not necessarily on Prop Q, but all the other the state constitutional amendments. We've got aldermen and council members and mayors that are up in individual cities. Obviously, yep. everybody should vote. Yep. But a strong message to the vast number of people in Austin that usually sit out an election, think about not sitting this one out one way or the other. And by the way, the early voting continues through the 31st, not very long. And then the election, Tuesday, November the 4th. Matt, we will be in touch. Thank you for your efforts. What I didn't give, I don't think. I referenced your website and all the things that you can learn mm-hmm. from it or might help you personally, like the value of your home and what you'll yep. be paying in taxes. SaveAustinNow.com.
Yes, sir, is the website. And I know that you had some people call in asking about yard signs.
Yes,
we do
quite
have
a few.
Yard signs. If you email me, matt@saveaustinnow.com, I will let you know how we can get those to you and how you can get them.
Okay, well, I would like to get one. I got one right across the street from me, in fact. So I got to have one, too.
We will do that.
Let's go take his, Bob. You just take it to your yard.
We'll split it off.
That's it. Swap.
So I'll send you that email today. Your email is what, Matt?
Matt@saveaustinnow.com. Our website is saveaustinnow.com. Thank you so much, Bob and Eric. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you for your effort. Thank goodness you're there. 828 with Eric and Bob. Back in just a moment.
CBS Austin.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.